Afternoons with Christine Leighton, 12:30 till 3:30 on ABC Radio Perth.
Oh, so we all have that one person in our lives that makes us smile, brightens our day, always says hello, how are you? Often it's more poignant when it's a complete stranger or someone you only see when you're doing an errand of some sort. One of these people exists at Murdoch train station. His name is Barry, and if you commute through there, you'll know him. He's there rain, hail or shine, saying things like, good morning, have a great day, happy hump day, happy Thursday, one more day to go. And you might have heard Jillo talking about him and to him in 2018. Now, Barry got so much love on the radio, he became one of the faces of Transperth, being used in a social media campaign. And he received more than 35 commendations from the public for his great work and enthusiasm. In fact, in 2016, just prior to that, he won an employee award in the passion category for his positive contribution. So this is the Barry Thompson. We have managed to track him down. He's even using his boss's phone. That's how much they love him. G'day, Barry.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. How does it feel to hear all of those compliments?
Oh, it's amazing. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I should just clarify, I don't dance or stand on my head. So.
Well, that...
don't have those qualities.
Fair enough. Look, we wouldn't expect that of you. It sounds like you're doing enough as it is. Look, how has life been since you last spoke to the ABC back in 2018?
It's just been incredible. Just a continuation of, enjoyment for myself and for, hopefully, the customers at Murdoch Station.
Yeah, it's amazing. There were so many more compliments. We just couldn't fill the whole three-hour show. Even Leonie on the text line is now saying Barry is the most fantastic person at Murdoch Station. Always makes you feel like he recognises you every time. So, I mean, is making people's day something you set out to do, or does it come naturally, Barry? How does it work for you?
Well, I like to think it comes naturally. I think I've always been a people person. And I just get so much joy of seeing, a lot of the same faces every day, of course, because, I consider a lot of them as being friends. And for me, it's a win-win. You know, making someone smile and making their day, it's just incredible.
So if I were to say, who is the Barry in your life, what would you say?
Oh, my goodness.
This is like an Inception moment, but...
I hope my wife's not listening.
who makes you the happiest?
All of my customers, seriously.
I'm sure your wife would understand. Yes. But you obviously enjoy your job.
Oh, I love my job. I really do. I love seeing people smile, making them smile, because it's gotten to the stage now where can see them coming. I'm sort of getting ready to say good morning or happy Monday, Tuesday, or whatever, and they're in advance smiling, waving at me as well. So it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Is it almost like being a barista in that you get to know the people, their faces, their orders, or in your instance, how busy they are, whether they're in a rush, whether they're up for a chat? Do you kind of stockpile the data when you see the faces, Barry?
I do. I have to do a mental juggling act sometimes, because I see them coming, I think, oh my God, what was your name?
Yes.
Sometimes I get confused and get them mixed up, but that's okay. They enjoy it nonetheless.
I'm sure they do. Why are names important, Barry?
I think it's rather than just saying, oh, good morning, sir, or madam, if you can say good morning, Christine, or, another name, I think it has more impact. Because it's more sort of personal, more direct to them, and they get an immense kick out of it, I'm sure, as I do too, when they say good morning, Barry.
Yeah, it makes a big difference remembering someone's name. It just shows that they're valued and they're seen. Yeah,
exactly.
What happens when you're not having a good day, Barry? This is the thing I've been wanting to ask you. When you feel like just hiding in a box and not talking to anyone, how do you get yourself into a hello mode?
Well, it hasn't happened yet. So
your lucky wife.
Every morning, as soon as I see that first customer, then I'm into it. I think the thing is, you don't realise what impact just a simple smile can have.
Yep.
You know, on some people.
Definitely.
You know, they may be having a, you know, as you say, a grumpy day in one of those commendations. I mean, for instance, I was recently relocated to Coburn Station for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And in the course of that period, I had a lady come to me one afternoon, and she said, I just have to say, you know, I've not been having the best of times recently, and just you saying hello and smiling at me has really lifted my spirits.
Oh. How did you react? You know,
well, it's just I continue to be blown away, really, by those sort of comments. And because, as I say, we live in a world where we're very, antisocial in some respects, because, you know, mobile phones and earphones and headphones and what else. So, yeah, it's, yeah, I get a real buzz, I really do, and continue to do so.
I was going to ask you what you do when people are head down on the phone or if they have their headphones in. Is it even more of an achievement if you get them to say hello back to you, Barry?
Well, sometimes even though they're wearing headphones or earpieces, what have you, they still look at you and at least smile, which is a, you know, a recognition of, you know, some greeting.
Of a connection.
So,
you know, there's been a suggestion that we should get some Be Like Barry t-shirts. Would you endorse that, Barry? What do you think?
No, goodness me. Well, why not?
Well, look, you might end up with a statue.
Yeah, but not standing on my head, please.
Is good customer service a dying art? What do you think?
Oh, that's a hard one to ask, or answer, sorry. It's an important thing, certainly, especially in these days, which is why I pride myself really on the job I try to do. And the simple fact I've had so much recognition, people do appreciate it.
Barry, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Christine, and all the best to you.